Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter.
Wow, welcome everybody. We've got a new intro to our show, so I hope that didn't scare everybody off. That was pretty good. Woke you all up. Welcome to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. I'm Trish Springsteen, a multi-international award winner, speaker, mentor, coach, author, and I enjoy being a radio host as well. Numbers to check in, North America, if you want to listen in, phone in on 646-716-7979. And if you're outside North America and you're going in on the link, which is tobtr.com/9923455, follow those links and you can put your questions there. And of course, as always, you can PM me on Facebook and leave your questions for our guest today. Now, I'm really looking forward to our show today. I have a great guest and I'm changing the show around a little bit. So those who are listening regularly, don't worry. I'm going to be doing the frequently asked question that's been sent in. I'll be doing that towards the end of our show, after our conversation with our guest, because I'm so excited that I actually want to speak to her immediately. And our guest today is 12 times number one Amazon best-selling author, digital media speaker, and consultant Pam Brossman. I'm going to share a little bit about Pam before we start speaking with her. Now, Pam has mentored and self-published over 70 best-selling authors from her bestseller programs. So I hope all you authors out there or wanting to be authors are listening in, because we're going to have some jewels shared this morning. Pam has recently joined forces with her authority marketing husband, Steve Brossman, to launch a brand new business in 2017 called Expertise Empire. And as she says, with online e-learning, digital media, live streaming, and personal brands exploding in popularity, there's never been a better time in history for entrepreneurs to build their own expertise empire. Now, Pam is a highly sought-after speaker who loves spending time with successful entrepreneurs. She recently had the pleasure of spending time with Sir Richard Branson on his private island, which she says was a life-changing experience, which I reckon would have been. Pam believes success is a journey. The more fun you have, the faster you get to the top. And I also know that Pam has a new project that she's going to be talking to us about today as well. Welcome, Pam. How are you?
Hello, Trish, and thank you so much for having me on the show. It sounds funny when you read about all the things that I've been doing. I think, who's she talking about? Is she talking about me?
It is, isn't it? I mean, I've heard people introduce me as well, and I sort of think, oh, did I do that? Oh, who's that? It's really interesting when you hear someone else's feedback. And I think that's really great sometimes, though, Pam, to have someone introduce us and for us to step back and just acknowledge, wow, those are all things I've been doing. And you've been doing fantastic things.
Oh, yeah, I've been really busy. I took a little bit of time out last year, to focus on my son who was starting his first year at high school. But he's all settled in now and we've moved here to the Gold Coast. And so it's really beautiful here now and I'm all excited about my brand new project for the rest of 2017.
Yeah, and just as a little aside, people, we've just had a bit of rather, unusually very forceful weather in the last couple of days. And like last night, we just came straight through because we had a cyclone hit further up the north and we just got all the remains of it coming down south. So how did you weather that, Pam? Because coming up from Sydney, you wouldn't have been used to such unusual weather.
I know, it's been crazy. We've been here for about 3 months now, and we've had absolutely no rain. And then last night, it was like we got all the 3 months' rain in one day. And as you well know, there's a lot of flooding here. But we were quite good where we are. We're right on the ocean, on the waterfront here, and we didn't experience any flooding, so we were very lucky. I was concerned that we might have some internet issues today, but it seems to have woken up this morning, and it's beautiful again.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on the internet issues. So, Pam, how about letting us know exactly just a little bit about what you've been doing? And we now introduced you as a 12 times number one Amazon best-selling author, which is brilliantly amazing. Do you want to just share a little bit about how you've been and where, how you've got to having those 12 books up there?
Okay, well, as a bit of a funny story, everybody's going to laugh because I never wanted to write a book in my lifetime. Seriously, I had no, and it wasn't really because I wasn't smart that I flunked English. It's just I didn't see eye to eye with my English teacher in the most important year, which is your HSC year. And so I never thought about writing a book. And then one day I was at an event over in the US with my mentor, Brendan Michaud, at the time, and he had been launching books. And he said something in the audience that really resonated with me. And he said, you know, everybody has a message and a story that can impact the lives of a lot of people. And by not sharing your message, you're really doing a disservice and being quite selfish. And I've been running events for quite a while, and a lot of people had put me on this huge pedestal of success, yet they didn't know about my failures. And in that moment, I just thought, you know, maybe it's time that I share my story. And 8 weeks after getting off of the plane from that event, I wrote my very first book, Your Millionaire Attitude, which became a number one bestseller. All the money and proceeds went to Women with Breast Cancer Foundation, the McGrath Foundation. And that book's now gone on to be downloaded over 40,000 times. So I really understood the message behind what he was teaching. And then people just started coming and asking me, Pam, how did you do it? And I thought, there's a business in this. And so I launched a beta program to see if I could help other people do it, and it was hugely successful, and that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years.
And absolutely brilliantly, if I may say so. I know quite a few people who've been working with you, and I've watched you and seen how it goes, and it's been the number of people that you've impacted has been enormous.
Yes, well, it's something that's become very personal to me, because some of the stories that I've helped become number one bestsellers, and which have gone on to launch people's careers and businesses and speaking careers, I just say to myself, imagine if those stories had never been told. Even that in people's expertise, you know, sometimes you're so close to what you do and what you know that it takes somebody else to say, do you know that you could help thousands of people just by sharing that one system or that one passion? You know, we've had cooking people do their books. We've had someone who is a singing teacher write a book and create the, you know, the voice factor, and then she's turned that onto a business and ended up on the X Factor stage, all from just writing a book. No, it really is the beginning. The book is just the beginning, and there's so many possibilities after you've written a book.
I can't agree more. I think everybody has that story, as you've said, and as Brendan said, everybody's got that story inside. And the book becomes a lead in to where you want to go. So how do you help, just a little bit, we'll talk a little bit about the book side and then we'll come into the other fantastic things you're doing. So how do you help people with that, starting with that book?
Well, I used to sell and teach from stage and do big groups and boot camps and everything. And then I moved into a more online program so that I could reach a wider audience. And then just recently I've been teaching people 30 days. You know, some people say, you know, they get overwhelmed with the thought of writing a book. But what they don't realize is writing a book, I'm talking nonfiction here. I know that when you write fiction books, there's a lot more detail that goes into doing that. I know because I've written three romance stories, which my husband called 50 Shades of Beige. And that's because I didn't make him the lead characters. So he got a bit missed. I thought that's not going to be any fun. So I'm talking nonfiction books here. And what I do is I teach people to take an area of expertise or a passion, and I show them that it's just a recipe of where you really just want to take people from where they are now and get them some sort of transformation, like where they want to be, whether you're a seven-step system, or how to write a book, or how to speak for you, Trish, or someone who teaches people about nutrition. And so I teach them that it's actually a recipe and a system, and once you just do the format of getting your information out there, anyone can get their book up there in 30 days or less.
And I have to agree with that. I've been in a couple of your challenges, and I've seen some of the results. And I think one of the reasons why you can do that is it doesn't have to be long, does it? People don't want long books now, do they, Pam?
Not anymore. Like the 90-minute books are becoming really, really popular. And I teach a new tool at the moment, which a lot of people don't know about, which is the Textbook Creator Tool. And you can actually create branded, beautiful books. For those of you like, Trish, you're in speaking and want that professional branded look. I'm doing all my books in the branded format now, and they look beautiful. So, you know, if you want to do that journal style type book where you can have images and pictures and quotes, and you can, there's no limit to what you can do with your book. So it is super easy because most people already know their stuff. It's just a matter of having a format to get it out of your head. And there's lots of different ways to get it out of your head, Trish. You can get a girlfriend, bottle of wine, get her to ask you a couple of questions, record it, and get it transcribed, and there's your book. You know, people think that it's actually really, really difficult, but when you actually have different ways of getting the information out, the actual process of self-publishing, you can self-publish a book in half an hour.
And absolutely agree. What do you think, it's an interesting thing what you just said, Pam, about people have this block against it. Why do you think we have this block when it comes to writing a book?
That's a very good question, Trish, and something that I come up against. And I'll be honest with you, there's people who've done my 30-day program who haven't finished their book. And usually this is when all their issues come out personally. They start questioning themselves whether their story or their message or their area of expertise is worth it. You know, it's a self-belief issue, or they start thinking, oh, you know what, there's lots of books up there already on that topic. Why would people want to read my book? Because you have a unique gift. You have a unique talent. You have a unique message. Do you think I am the only one out there teaching people how to write a book? Absolutely not. But I do it my way, and I have over 70 number one best-selling authors. I have 100% success with everybody who's finished their book. But you do have to address, you know, the mindset issues, and I like to work through that, and sometimes that takes a little bit longer. So it's usually mindset and self-belief issues, or it's a topic that involves other people. Or like I've got a lady who's been wanting to write a book with me for a long time, and every time she goes to write her book, her family members say, you know, leave it in the past. Don't rehash it. So, you know, listening to other people can stop you as well.
It's amazing, that mindset thing, isn't it? It's the same thing when I'm working and mentoring my clients and speaking. They have much the same issues because speaking and being an author are actually quite closely related. If you look at it, one is getting that message out verbally and one's getting that message into your book, and they're both interrelated. And it is the mindset, isn't it? We second guess ourselves.
We do, and it's a sad thing, Trish, really, which is something that I'm really going to be focusing on with my new business focus actions, which is helping people over that. The biggest thing for me was when I got started, I had the self-belief issues as well, but I'm a real go-getter. And the way I work it out is if you turn it around, and I learned this from Brendan, if you turn it around and make what you were doing not about you, because that's where the fear comes in. It's when you're talking about me, or what will people think of me, and what if I get a bad review, and what if people don't like it, and what if it impacts my business and my brand, which was my fear. But if you turn it around, so if I wrote this book and it impacted just one person's life for the better, would it be worth it? Then you take it away from it being about you and about helping people, and the fear disappears.
It does. And it's a very that listen, people, if you just take one thing away from listening to Pam, take that away, because that is gold, and it's gold not just for writing, it's gold if you want to be speaking, and it's probably gold if you even want to start a business, because we do have all of those fears. So looking at it from that aspect about what is it for the people that you are working with that you're doing it, not for you. So thank you for sharing that. You just sort of mentioned just a little bit, you snuck it in there, and I think now would be a good time. This, you've got a new mentoring program coming out that you're launching soon. Do you want to share a little bit with us about that and how it's come from what you've been doing?
I've been, thanks for giving me the opportunity to share about it. I only mentioned it yesterday. I've been wanting to do this, Trish, for a long time, a really long time. I've seen a lot of people, there's a big gap out there in the marketplace at the moment where there's more and more people wanting to come on, specifically, this is specifically targeted at women, who are wanting that lifestyle freedom. And I come from a background where my parents separated. And I saw my mum, who was a full-time mum all of my life, get thrown into a situation where she wasn't financially secure. She couldn't support herself. And it has impacted the rest of her life. I mean, she's been divorced now for over 25 years. And I see a lot of that happening out there in the marketplace. And I said to myself, you know what? I want to help more women find their own financial freedom, but personal independence and personal impact, because I believe everybody has the opportunity to make their own, you know, positive ripple on the world. And they were doing all these programs, and there was a lot of programs out there, but they were lasting 6 weeks, Trish. And then after that 6 weeks, the mentor would go, and then the people would be left to figure it out on their own. And I saw so many people in all these groups on Facebook, and they were floundering. And I thought, you know what, I can help these people. I've been in the industry for 10 years. I've launched probably 7 successful businesses in that time. And I thought, I really want to help these people through the sticking points. And it's all about focusing on 6 core areas of your business to get that success compounding ripple. And so that's what it's all about. I'm helping women. It's called the Women's Oasis. So it's the Women's it's the Women's Mentoring Oasis, and it's all about focused action. So every 30 days, you're going to be focusing on one important area in your business, but you're also going to get mentored by me where you actually are at in your business. And that is the missing key. Because let me ask you, Trish, you know, when you've gone into a mentoring program where there's a set schedule, you know, week one, we're going to do this, week two, we're going to do this, week three, you're going to do that, but you're not at that place right now, and you've got no one-on-one connection with the mentor, what happens? You don't lose forward. You start imploding.
That's right. Absolutely. You flounder.
You get stuck. And so I just wanted to help more women move forward and get unstuck while being mentored to grow on their area of expertise and their topic, learn about building your own website, learn about branding, positioning, creating your own product funnels, how to profitize. I do this all, and I'm going to show and share my knowledge with these people and help them grow their own independent, successful, kind of like She Expertise Empire.
I think that would be something that people should be keeping an eye out with the experience that you've got and the care, because that's something else that I've noticed from you, Pam. You really care about your people, don't you?
I do. My husband says it's to my detriment. My husband is also a very successful marketing consultant. And he said to me, Pam, you give far more time than anybody else I know in your mentoring programs. And I said, well, I kind of learned that from my mentor in one way, but what are you going to do, Trish, if you can see someone that really is stuck, if they don't fit into your program, are you not going to help that person? And that's I look at my mentoring. If I have a skill set that I can move the needle for that one person by just sharing one little nugget of information, then I've changed that person's life. I've given that one action, focus action step forward that's going to help them move on their own success momentum. And that's why I do it. So as much as I do have a set program, I'm very naughty and I actually over-deliver.
I don't think there's anything wrong with over-delivering. It really resonates with me because I approach my mentoring programs and my mentoring clients in the same way. And I can't see an issue with it, Pam, because if you give everything that you've got and you over-deliver, it's only going to create a much better relationship with your clients. And there's always more that you can give when they come back. So I'm all for that. Go for it. Just tell your husband that you're going to keep over-delivering.
Oh, look, Trish, as you know, I never listen to my husband. It doesn't matter. It goes in one ear and out the other. So, and what I also am doing is, I know a lot of people, you do have a business to be a part of this new program, but what I'm finding is that a lot of people are sort of just struggling with that cash flow. So I've created, as part of this program, Earn While You Learn. So I actually am helping people earn money to be a part of this program by bringing more people into the program. So it's kind of like a win-win-win. And then the more that you earn, the more you can reinvest in your own mentoring and outsourcing and all the things where you're stuck in your business.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that I've noticed is you are very big on education and investing in your own education, don't you? What would you say to something out there for people who are thinking about, oh, I can't afford that, or perhaps better not do that particular thing? What would you say to them?
I'm very, very strict on this, Trish, and that's a good question. And the reason why is because I spent the first 2 years of my entrepreneur journey doing what most everybody else is doing, and I call them freeples now, trying to learn free. It is the slowest way to the top, because what happens is that one person will give you their opinion here, and then you'll get opinion from someone else, and you get your opinion from someone else, and then you'll try, and basically you're just guessing. Instead of going and working with someone who's already done it, who has that area of expertise, invest in that knowledge and then get that result faster. Which is why people come to me about the books. I mean, do you think after doing it 12 times and getting 12 number one bestsellers, I could teach somebody how to do it? It's a system.
Just a little bit, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the same as you with speaking. Do you think people should not pay to go and learn? Sure, they could probably go and watch a couple of YouTube videos, but are they going to get that same expertise that you spent years and years and years and know how, you know, to get media exposure, to launch your own radio show like you've got now? It's the experience that you're buying. And, you know, I invested over $100,000 to spend 7 days with Sir Richard Branson, and people said, are you crazy? And I said, absolutely not. I said, that investment had a huge, not only mindset catapult on me personally, but it took me to the next level in my business. So never be afraid to invest in you. And there's no excuses. You know, we've all got kids. We've all got bills. We've all got mortgages. Sometimes you just have to look for the opportunity to be able to invest in you, which is why I'm creating the opportunity for people to be able to earn while they learn. So there is no excuse about investing in their own education.
Have to agree with that one too. If you don't invest, you don't move forward. I'm very big on people moving forward and not staying in their comfort zone. I sort of say to my clients, if you stay in your comfort zone, you can become complacent very quickly. If you become complacent very quickly, you stagnate. So educating and investing in yourself allows you to have that movement forward. So you've got,
well, you don't have any skin in the game, Trish. Mm-hmm. You know, if you, well, let me ask you, if you were to go and sign up, like everywhere on Facebook at the moment, there is a 5-day free challenge and a 7-day free challenge and yada, 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 whether it's Facebook, you know, whether it's doing your lead magnet, all that sort of stuff that's learning on. So everybody's doing it and they're using it as a lead generator. I understand why they're doing it. But the fact of the matter is, because there's one every minute, it actually causes shiny object syndrome, where you just want to go on there and say, oh, I got to learn that too. So you jump on that one, you got to learn. So I straight away said no. I said, I want these people to have skin in the game. So I only run paid 30-day challenges so that people think, you know what, I paid for this, I'd better show up. And then when they show up, I always over-deliver.
And that's a very valid point. I was actually just thinking that this morning, because I'm thinking about writing a blog coming up, and I thought, wow, look at all these challenges. It seems to be the buzzword at the moment, and I'm seeing loads of people doing all those things. So, yes, so sometimes it's better to stand out and do a paid one, as you're saying. It does put people, you put your money in, you have commitment, and How often do we see free workshops, free things where, how often, you know, have you ever run some free workshops, Pam?
No.
No. Why don't you do
that? My husband does. My husband does, because it attracts people who are what I call freeble people. And some people do it, you know, to – everybody knows the formula. If you're going to go to a free event, you're going to be sold to.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to go with that understanding. No one gives information away for free. And I don't believe that most people give it's almost like a sales pitch. I've gone to a couple of free events and I just walk out. They don't give value. All they're doing is an NLP mindset to be able to get people on a journey where they can sell to them. So, I sometimes give free information that gets somebody a quick win for the know, like, and trust. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll give someone a quick tutorial showing them how they can map out their book. But at the end of every one of that free information, I tell them how they can learn more with me. And that's what I will do just to build a rapport with people. And I do those on live streams, Trish. You know, I'll just go out there and say, is anybody stuck at the moment? Can I help you with anything? And I'm quite happy to share. And then if I've got something like the 30-day challenge coming up, I'll say, if you really want to get a focused actions, which is why I've called it that, if you really want to get that result in 30 days, well, I'm going to show you exactly how to do it, but you've got to commit to doing it. And the only way to commit is pay.
That's right. Absolutely. The reason why I ask this is because I do know it's free. And then, you know, listeners, we're not bagging free workshops. It is a very valid way of doing things. And there are some people out there who do give overvalue in their free workshops, and I would recommend going to those. But the point I was going to be raising was that a lot of the time when people book into a free workshop, you think, oh, well, I've got 100 people coming. And you can almost guarantee that nearly half of those won't come, because there's no commitment to turn up at a free workshop. So it does make it very hard for you logistically as well when you're planning things.
Oh, absolutely. The numbers are down, Trish. Even my husband's, you know, finding it that because there's a free event, I mean, you just have to go on to SourceBottle, and just about everybody's marketing on there at the moment for their free workshop. So people are just, they're just information overload at the moment. And so they just think, you know, if your girlfriend rings up and you haven't got any skin in the game, like you pointed out, you didn't pay for that event, and she rings up and says, let's go and have a drink and catch up with my girlfriend, what are you going to do? You're going to go and hang out with your girlfriends, because you've got no loss to you by not turning up.
I agree. We might just pause there just a bit, and we'll come back with Pam very shortly. Just to remind you, everybody up there, that you are listening to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish. And if you want to be listening in, if you want to call in with any questions, you can call in on North America on 646-716-7979. If you are outside North America and you're listening in live and you follow the link on tobtr.com/9923455, you can follow the links to leave a message in the chat room, or you can, of course, as always, PM me on Facebook. We are speaking with Pam Bosman, 12 times number one Amazon best-selling author, and we've been speaking mostly about the book side and about her new project, which is mentoring focused action for women. And we've been talking a little bit about how we can get a book done in 30 days. We've also been chatting about the values and the pros and cons of free workshops versus paid workshops, and the same with doing challenges and paid challenges. And those who've been listening, Pam has been dropping some brilliant pieces of gold nuggets all the way through that you can take away and apply. So Pam, what I was wanting to ask you, now that we're back, is why is crossing the finishing line so important to having a success mindset?
Because if you keep starting something and you never cross the finish line, it doesn't matter what the outcome is at the end, then you're always a starter and never a finisher. And it has a psychological mindset shift when you cross that line. it says to yourself, I made it. I can do this. That wasn't so bad after all. And it actually starts the success momentum of being able to go to that next step in the journey. But if you keep on starting, I know a lot of people who have an addiction to starting, but they have a fear of finishing because I call it the what-if syndrome. What if nobody yeah. likes it? What if it doesn't work? What if I get a bad review if it's got to do with the book? What if nobody buys it if you create a product? What if no one shows up to my event if you're running a, you know, a free yeah. event or a speaking? And so they just think, well, if I just keep starting, they keep learning. It's almost like those university students that just go and get another degree, but they never actually go out there and get into the real world and start implementing what they've learned. You know, they don't need another degree to go and do what they do, but they have that fear of getting out there, so they'll go and learn something new. It's the same thing. You need to cross the finish line because that's where the wisdom comes. And then you take the lessons from whatever happened when crossing that line, and then you take it into that next outcome that you want to achieve. So it really changes, I call it like a success switch in your brain. And every win that you have in life, whether it's just launching your first product, launching your first book, if you could see the transformation that people get when they see that book that they've written up there on Amazon, it's life-changing. I've seen the transformation in people who didn't believe that they had anything worth sharing to believing that. And they just get out there and they live life, Trish. It just changes people. So that's why it's really, really important to finish what you start. Very important, which is kind of like why I do the 30-day challenges, is because I want these people to get the feeling of the transformation. I want them to feel what it's like to do something, start something, and finish it. Just like the people doing the live stream challenge. I had a couple of people, we only finished yesterday the live stream, 30-day live stream challenge. And I had one lady come in the group and she said, Pam! And I mean, this woman, it took her 3 weeks just to do her first live stream, petrified, absolutely out of her comfort zone. And then she comes in the group yesterday and she said, Pam, I've got my first client. Can you, my first paying client. And she found me on my live stream. The change, and, you know, it was amazing. This woman's now on a mission. She's addicted to live streaming because she stepped outside of her comfort zone. She gave it a go. She went across the finish line. And she got a win. That's what it's about, having a go.
It is. It's. Oh, I absolutely with you with that. It resonates so much. When you see people suddenly find out that they can do these things, like for me, when I see people do their first presentation or get that aha moment, oh, my gosh, I could actually get up and speak. The same light comes in their eyes. And I think that's why we do it, isn't it, Pam? That's one of the big reasons why we do what we do.
Well, that's what I do. And I mean, I have a great life, Trish. I live on the ocean. I'm in a mansion. You know, I have a great lifestyle. I work when I want to work. But I've worked really hard to get here. So the thing that really gets me excited, which is why I'm launching the new program, is the transformation. You see somebody, it's almost like the chrysalis to the butterfly. You've got to help that person break through that shell that they've put themselves in and experience what it's like on the outside. And once they experience, there's no stopping them. They soar. They flap those wings and they just keep going. And it's I really want to help more people burst out of that little cocoon that they put themselves in, because I think I don't want people to die wondering, is this as good as it gets? So
no,
I kind of like to just push the needle a little bit for them.
I think you need to do that, because that to me would be one of the saddest things if when people get to the end of life and they look back and there's so many things that they didn't do because they were afraid to step off that cliff and fly. It's that sad. So how do you overcome fear of failure or fear of the unknown from your perspective?
Everybody has fear of failure. Look, you know, Trish, I've got fear of failure launching a new program. I've launched probably 7 new businesses, and every time I do it, I feel sick. I'm like everybody else. I don't know if it's going to work. It's just an idea that I got at 3 a.m. in the morning. But I've got this attitude, is I cannot not do it and die wondering. I have to know. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes I've launched a few things and they didn't work. But you know what? I never missed out because it taught me a new skill. It may have taught me how to do a Facebook ad. It may have taught me how to do a new funnel sequence, how to get, you know, Facebook pixels on my page and do retargeting. I mean, this is all jargon lingo. But everything that takes you outside of your comfort zone is always going to be a learning curve forward. So face your fear and have a go, because when you stop having a go, you start to wither inside.
Absolutely.
You always have to be stretching to do something new.
Agree wholeheartedly. The stretching is important because you do, you get that stagnation if you don't go. What's your favorite motto?
Plus, I'm addicted to it.
I know you're addicted. It sounds like it, but you're addicted to having a go. You're addicted to moving forward, and you're addicted to pushing outside your comfort zone. And I reckon that's probably one of the best addictions to have in life, Pam. Go for
well,
it.
Well, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit scary. I do one of these things that I teach my students is I tell them to do forced implementation. That's what I did when I launched my very first book, because I knew when I got off, you know, when you go to an event for 4 days, you've just come back from an event, Trish, and you've got this big high and you've got all these strategies and ideas and you're really buzzing and excited. And then about a week later, you just go back into normal mode. So when I got off that plane when I was writing my first book, I just thought, I don't want that to happen. I don't want to not do this. So I went and announced on social media, and I had a big following then. And I went and told my whole list and said, guess what? I've never done this before, but I'm going to have a go. I'm going to see if I can write a book in 8 days. And then once it was out there, you have two choices. You can fall back in there and say you didn't do it, or you, and I don't like to say that I'm doing something and not do it. So it was forced implementation. I put it out there, and I did it. So that's another way, actually going out there and announcing publicly to people that you're going to do something. It'll really help you push through those boundaries. And sometimes even be honest. You know, a lot of people are, things are going wrong, and on social media, that's what these great groups are on Facebook. Women support each other. They'll just say, you know, you can do it, Pam. You know, I actually said I'd do it in 7 days, and then I didn't make it till 8 days. You know, I blew out by a day, but you know what? I did it. And people said, woohoo, Pam, good for you. That's so awesome. So use your support network and people that you hang out with on social media to make things happen in your life.
Couldn't agree more. Because you made a very good point there about women supporting women and the Facebook groups. There are a lot of great groups out there on Facebook, and we should be using them more to have that accountability and commitment, because that's what it is. When you commit to something, it sort of puts an extra edge, as you're saying, and you get through it. And, hey, who's going to remember whether you said 7 days or 8 days, right? Because what's going to happen is you did it, and that's what people are going to remember. But you actually finished it and completed
it.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And you never know where it's going to lead, Trish. I never in my wildest dreams thought that one book would end up turning into a $500,000 business. You know, I got out there, I wrote a book, then I wrote another one because I thought it was fun. And then I got approached by someone to speak on their stage, you know, and that turned into a very, very successful income stream for me. And then I got, you know, books open doors. But I never would have got any of those opportunities if I didn't overcome what my English teacher said and told me I was useless and say, well, you know, suck eggs. I'd love to meet her now and say, well, have you got 12 number one best-selling books, Mrs. English teacher? So, you know what, don't let other people designate what's possible in your life. Did I know what I was doing at the beginning? No. But did I have the ability to go and search and learn from other people who had done it? Absolutely. And then I went out there and I gave it a go, and it worked. So just believe in yourself.
And then we come back to that mindset, that self-belief again. So yep. It is. It's a big drop out there. But when you do and you drop, it's amazing what happens. It's absolutely amazing. What's your favourite motto that you live your life by, Pam?
I believe success is an attitude. You either want it or you don't. And there's nothing wrong with either decision, but you have to decide. You know, don't live half in, half out, because all you're going to do is get frustration. So success is an attitude. All you have to do is believe in you and then get out there and make it happen. And that's my motto, just get out there and do it.
And listeners listening in, that is another gold nugget from Pam Brossman. With what she's saying there is, it's not just sitting on the bed, thinking about it and visualizing it. The key word that Pam added in there is action. You need to take action with that. So it's attitude, choice, and action. Follow those, and you're going to be following the road that Pam has taken to be where she is and to do what she has been doing. We're getting close to when we're going to have to finish our discussion, which is really a shame, because I think we could talk for hours more, and we've probably not touched a half on what the questions were that I was going to ask you. So before we sort of close down and move on, there's a couple of things I'd like to just ask. What would be the greatest insight or lesson that you would like to pass on to our listeners?
When I went and spent 7 days on Sir Richard Branson's island with my husband, it was actually a 50th birthday present for my husband. It was life-changing for me. It was almost like the island. It was like a spiritual awakening. And I'm not a very religious person, but I'm very spiritual since I've been on the island. And what he taught me there was is that so many people focus on creating a legacy. And Richard said something while we were there, and he said, if more people actually created a legacy while they were alive, then it would become a living legacy, and that you could be here to experience and enjoy it while you're here, making that personal impact and that personal ripple. And that really resonated with me and made me want to come back and do more, make a bigger impact, and be here to enjoy it. He was so right. You don't have to wait till you're gone to create a ripple. He said, start making it now and leave that legacy behind, but live it while you're here. So if there's anything that I would like people to take away, you know what? Get out there and do what you want to do. Find the person who can help you take that photography course if that's what your passion is. Learn from someone like Trish to get out there and run your own workshops and speak on stage and share your message and transform people's lives. Or come and hang out with me and learn how to take focused actions every 30 days and, you know, build your own security and lifestyle business model that I do. Just get out there and live your life, because you only get one chance at it. And to me, you make it worth it. And that would be my biggest gift to you all.
Thank you for sharing those words, because they're beautiful words. People, what is your living legacy that you want? That's my question and challenge to you. Pam shared her living legacy. She shared her insights. I think Pam and our challenge to you is, what is your living legacy? Find out, do it, and find someone that's going to help you do it, whether it's Pam, whether it's myself, or whether it might be someone who's helping you with internet marketing. Whatever it is, find that living legacy and do it. Thank you for sharing. I love those words. And I think that's a brilliant thing to have taken away from Sir Richard Branson.
He's an amazing man, Trish. You've got to go onto the island. I think everybody's got to do it once in their lifetime. Amazing experience.
Absolutely on my list. He's one of my, I guess, mentors that I look up to. He's got some of the best quotes that I like about communication and speaking, and I think he does very well with that. And I'm working on getting him on my radio show. So I'm working on that, because that's on my list as well.
That's great, because with Richard, Trish, if it's not fun, it's not done. And I tell you what, we ran amok on that island. I've got some photos of me kissing Richard on the cheek and dancing on tables. It's really a great way to run a business and have a successful lifestyle while giving back. You know, people think it's... they have this wrong mindset about being successful. Successful is a good thing, because the more successful you are, the bigger the ripple. you can send out there and the more people you can help. So get out there, create your own success momentum. And if you need help, just come and hang out with me or hang out with Trish, and we'd love to help you get to where you want to go faster.
That's right. It starts with you. My last question before we wrap up with discussion with you, and it's one I ask all my guests, and just in a couple of sentences, what do you think makes a great speaker and why?
What makes a great speaker is someone who can understand the audience they're speaking to and take them on a journey of transformation that moves the needle forward in their life. So someone who can actually connect, share, resonate, and transform the people who are in the room listening is what I call a great speaker, because anybody who's speaking should be wanting to transform the lives of others.
Thank you so much, because those words are absolutely resonating with me, and I would say would resonate with every speaker who gets up on that stage. That should be the aim that they do. Pam, I've really enjoyed speaking with you today. As I said, there's so much more we could have covered. Where can people find you to find out more about the books, to find out more about your new mentoring project that's coming out?
Absolutely. Thank you, firstly, for having me, Trish. I've had an absolute ball. I could stay here for hours too. So we might have to do it again, you know, in 6 months' time and have another chat with all the people here. But if they want to connect with me, if they would want to write a book, they can go to selfpublishyou.com. And if they're interested in finding out about my new program, Focused Actions, which is launching in May 2017, they can go to pambrosman.com/focused-actions, that's action with an S, and they can pre-register, and all the details will be coming out shortly. I'm very, very excited.
So am I. And Pam, of course, is all over Facebook, and we will be publishing those links with the replay, so you'll be able to find it. But really, all you need to go is go onto Facebook, go onto social media, anywhere, put Pam's name in and look for the lady that is all over there about books, about mentoring, and about focused action. You will be able to find her, and I will urge you to link with her. She has gold to share with you. Make sure you don't let her get away. Thank you, Pam.
Thanks so much, Trish. Yeah, they can hang out with me on Pam Brosman Live. That's where I'm hanging out these days, on Facebook, and that's the best place to come and connect with me. And thank you so much for having me today. It's been an absolute blast.
Very much enjoyed it, and we will catch up again. Thank you. People, we've been speaking with Pam Brosman, and there's been an awful lot of gold nuggets that Pam has been sharing. So before we close our show today, for those who've been sort of waiting and thinking, hang on, I want Trish's frequently asked question, let's visit that. And today's question that's come in from those who've been listening is, why is silence so powerful in a speech? Good question. Because people don't often think about speaking and silence and putting them together. Silence for effectiveness is absolutely brilliant. The problem is, you've got to weigh that up against, are you being silent because you're being effective and you know how effective it is and you're using it to add value to speech? Or if you're silent too long, is that sort of then indicating to the audience that you're having problems? So while silence is very valuable, you have to make sure that you judge the length of time that you have that silence in your speech. Now, a lot of places that people will use that silence is if you've got an important part of your message coming up, you might go quiet, then come up with that important part. And that silence is then alerted to the audience to, oh, I need to stop and listen to what's going on. Because obviously, you know, if someone's been quiet, they suddenly start to focus on you. The other part then, and that means then that they are then aware to be listening to what you've got to say. Now, the other place that you can use silence in your speech is after you've just introduced something that's very complex. You might have had some complex information, especially useful for those who do technical speeches. You might have given quite a lot of complex information or some information that's really sort of as the highlight of your presentation.
by then having some silence after that, you allow your audience to absorb the information that you've put in. Have you ever been somewhere where you've been listening to a speech and there's some brilliant information and you're trying to absorb it, but the speaker's gone on so quickly that by the time you've absorbed that point that was probably what you came to listen for, there may have been three or more really valuable points that have expanded on that, but you haven't heard them because the speaker hasn't given and used that silence to give you time to absorb that and then go on. So that's why it's very valuable to use silence. There are a couple of other places where silence comes in, and I think the best silence that happens is just after you've given the best speech of your life. You know, that silence at the end of your speech, and then there's the applause, that silence to that audience indicates you've connected. It gives them that indication that their acknowledgement of what you've just done and what they've experienced. When you get that silence, you know you've reached the top, at least for that particular speech, and you know that you're an awesome speaker. That is what I think speakers should be aiming for, because when they get that moment of silence at the end of their presentation, they know, as what we've just been speaking of, Pam mentioned with her, that they then know that they've actually connected with that audience, they've shared, they've resonated, and they've probably transformed at least some person in that audience. So that's the silence that you aim for. So you're going to get it every time you speak? No, probably not. Does it matter? No, it doesn't mean to say that your speeches haven't been great. But to have that aim, wow, you know then that you've done an awesome presentation at that particular time. And yes, people, I have had that a couple of times in my life, and it really is a brilliant feeling when you get that before they give that applause. So, as usual, I'll be sharing tips, techniques, and strategies each show. So if there is something you would like answered, email me on info@trishel.com.au. That's T-R-I-S-C-H-E-L. And then tune in to the next show to hear your answer. Of course, you can also connect with me on Facebook and you can put your questions there and we will look at them in the next show. So don't hold back. If you've got questions, it doesn't matter what sort of question, anything to do with speaking and communication, you can connect with me and I'll share my insights on that question on the following show. So speaking, communication, networking, leadership, all those things involve speaking and communication. So they're all things that I can answer a question for you on. Sharing your book, values of mentors, anything like that, leave your question and we'll share it out at the next show with everybody. Now, as usual, I also finish my show with a quote. And I've got a couple of quotes today because I guess I really enjoyed having Pam on because I love writing as well. And actually, I'll share a little bit with you about that. I mean, Pam shared about how she had to overcome something that a teacher had said to her about how she couldn't write. Well, for many years, I didn't think I could write either. I thought, you know, I could get up and speak, and I love speaking. And for those who may not know, I'm an introvert, and I started out life as an introvert. I started out life as a wallflower, and now here I am on a radio show hosting it, and I love getting up and speaking and sharing my message with people. But one of the things I just didn't think I could do was write. And Pam's right, when you do that first book, which I did, and I actually co-authored it, my first one, and then I've written another one, and I've actually been a contributing author and a co-author to 8 more now, I found I actually did. I loved it. And I love writing my blog. So people, don't let that little mindset stop you from trying things. Maybe it might not be what you want to do, but you might find that you actually love doing it. So put it out there. I love writing. So here's a couple of quotes that I'm leaving to share with you to take away from today. A day welcomes when the story inside you will, what you will inside you will want to breathe on its own. That's when you'll start writing. So when you have a story inside you, and this is by Sarah Nofke, when you have that story that starts to want to believe on its own, then that's when you'll get out there and start sharing that story. So don't stifle those stories. Don't close them up by saying, I can't write like I used to. Let them out. They're ready there. They'll scratch inside and they'll annoy you until you actually let it out and write it. And then Benjamin Franklin said this one, either write something worth reading or do something worth writing. Don't stand still. Write for people to read, or do something and then write about what you've been doing because people find what you're doing is worth writing about. And the last one from William Faulkner. If a story is in you, it has got to come out, people. As I said, don't stifle those stories. Let them out. As you people have found all the way through this with Pam, with the messages and gold nuggets that she's been sharing. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a message. Don't put that mindset that says you can't do it. Stop that. Just start writing. Go and see Pam, work with her, or just start putting words on a page and you'll find that the story you've got will flow. You've been listening to Step Up and Speak Out with Trish on Coach on Fire radio show. You can contact me at info@trishell.com.au, connect with me on Facebook at Trishell Communication Training, or go to my website, trishspringsteen.com, to book me to speak or to book a 15-minute discovery session to see how we can leverage your business with speaking and communication. I've had a great day. It's been brilliant speaking with Pam. Have an awesome few weeks, and I'll see you on my next show. Bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.